You would love
okay.
this. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for holding, Aaron. My name is Paul. I am the area manager. Hi, good morning to you. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And, of course, because it is a very well-established business, she did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, we all use it. You know, we're all consumers for something. And, of course, what that means for you is that people will be able to find your business, pick up the phone, find your website, and call you directly. Is there an actual, like, .com website for your business? Mary didn't attach one here.
MountRoseFlooring.com.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull that up. So, obviously,
a website. I used to have a website for the handyman business, but I took it down because we didn't think we were going to need it for, you know, going forward, but it turns out I needed it, you know. And it was only costing me $10 a month.
Yeah. I mean, a website's important. A website's a powerful conversion tool. Of course, it's designed to give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job would be to make it easier for people to find that website without already even knowing the name of your company, not trying to look for you specifically, but typing in keywords related to your services. And, of course, getting more eyes on that website will, of course, mean that more phone calls will come your way, and that's the whole point of this. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It's not a lead-based service. And, of course, it's not just for Google or even Google and Bing. You'll be top options on Google and Bing precisely because of all the additional content that we will create for you. Of course, like a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. All the content that Google wants to see, everything that gets indexed when someone does a keyword search, like a website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area, etc. That's what's going to reassure Google that you should be one of those top options. Now, you do travel at least a little bit for the right job. We can target really anywhere in the Reno-Sparks area. We can go, you know, specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. Yeah. And, of course, there is also going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads as part of this as well. Our established business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. As you might imagine, we do prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing, companies that can take on more work and still do quality work. In this particular case, I'd actually be able to do 50% off the normal cost of the service. It is month to month, and as long as you choose to keep the service, you're going to save $300 off the normal rate of that platinum package, which is perfect for your services and service area. Instead of the listed $599, it would be exactly $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So residential or commercial, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is that same exact rate. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So will you all design the website and do the social media all for $2.99 a month?
Yeah, I mean, if you want us to build a website for the handyman, we'll definitely be able to do that for you. The initial construction of the website included? We do. I mean, it is something that obviously is becoming more and more valuable, more and more useful.
Yeah.
But everything, you know, you're always still going to be talking to a live client support agent. You'll be talking to me. I'll be your account lead. Even our technician who would do what's called a client interview will kind of get information from you, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, you know, what's unique about your business. And, of course, you send us photos, we build out the website. Now, not only would the initial construction of that website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site is included as well. So, of course, that means we can always add more photos, more content, you know, add a promotion or a special or something like that. And you'll be able to do that, too. If you're one of those types of business owners that wants to kind of tinker around with their website, one of the things that you'll have with your client dashboard is a website editor tool. So you can make those changes too. And whether making those changes or whether we are, there's no cost for it.
So I'm on Yelp right now, and the thing that I hate about Yelp is you can't organize your photos when the customer clicks on your business. You can't
right.
make it so that your five best photos are there. They just randomly pick whatever. It's like ridiculous.
Yep, you're exactly right. And I've heard that before.
So would I be able to do that on this through you guys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah, like I said.
Sorry, what's the name of your business again?
Yeah, let me send you a link to our pricing page. So we are Local Splash. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone does call you for something like this and tell you that they are Google, well, they'd be
right.
telling stories. Their parents would be on fire.
Right.
I mean, Google does make these
right.
phone calls, but it's only for companies that have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than
wow.
that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. Again, we're Local Splash. We've been around since 2004, obviously over 20 years. I've been with the company myself since April 17th of 2013. So I'm coming up quick here on my 12th year anniversary.
April 17th of what, 2017?
2013, yeah, April 17th of 2013.
Yeah.
So I'm almost looking at 12 years here with the company. You'll be in good hands with us.
Job.
Oh, thank you. I sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Yeah, it's an SMS or a text message.
Oh, okay. Let me check. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Let me get my AirPod. I don't want to bother my coworker over here.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. So if you were able to open that up, at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Are you able to see that? Yeah. So like I said, you're going to have that detailed tracking and reporting system. We call it your client dashboard because not only can you track the success of the account and see where the work is coming from, you can access the website editor tool. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, we're creating all the content Google wants to see. Wherever your reviews originate, they do repopulate right in your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. As I mentioned, we've been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it works, and, you know, nobody cancels on profit.
Yeah.
You can see that.
Well, you know, when I had Yelp, I was paying $300 a month, and I was getting all sorts of work from them. Like, I would do, like, half a day's worth of work, pay for the whole month's worth of marketing and stuff. So
yeah, and
it worked
that's
out great.
It did before, right? But now you there are things about it that you don't like, right? And this is the same way.
Oh, there's a lot of things I don't like about it. I got rid of it a long time ago.
You're not the first to complain about Yelp, that's for sure. Business owners don't like the way they hide their reviews, and as you mentioned, you can't organize your photos. So you see that blue tinted photo, it outlines a few of the things, especially early on, that we'll do here. And right below it, it says Google Ads Partner. You can click on that box with that colorful Google G inside
it. Yeah, hold on 1 second, because I'm not there. I'm still on the front page. It says take control of your online presence.
Yeah, if you scroll down just a little bit, right below.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So right below that blue tinted photo, you can click on that box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside it. It's not copy and pasted off of the internet. If you ever get something like looks like that, but you can't click on it, that's a red flag right there, a dead giveaway if it's a dead link. But that goes to Google.com. It's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner.
Yeah, I'm right there.
And that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, Google makes changes to their PAC algorithm all the time. They're usually small changes. But whether they're big changes or small, they let us know ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, to stay on that first page.
Yeah.
where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, right beneath where we were is where it says SEO packages. I'm talking here about the Platinum package. I think that's perfect for your services and service area. It's going to easily get your phone ringing anywhere in that service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can exceed 20, 25 miles, wherever you're comfortable going. Marriage is at 20. If there are places, you know, 5, 10 miles away that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we just don't run your ads there.
Yeah, that's true. There are some places I don't want to run the ads, for sure.
Yeah, and you don't want to get those phone calls. They're just going to be wasting your time. They're not going to be able to afford your services, what have you.
So,
you don't want to waste those opportunities, because time is money, right? And if you're spending time on a phone call that goes nowhere, if you're paying for a lead and they don't even answer the phone, and I mean, that kind of thing is just, you know, it's eating up your time. At the end of the day, it's all about kind of making the most money you can for the time that you've got. That Platinum package, I think, is perfect. Like I said, it does say $599 with a $299 setup fee. You can see that setup fee does normally apply to all of our packages, and it is for the SEO content creation, all the destinations and directories that we have to create for you for that client interview that we do with all of our clients, whether they have a website or not, and for things like the NAPW audit or cleanup, meaning that name, address, phone number, and website for all of your content on the internet has to be accurate and consistent. So we make sure that anything else that's already out there is accurate. We fix it if it's not. That's why there's a setup fee. But what I want to do here is take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would only be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only that first month. Every month that you keep the service, though, we're keeping that Platinum package down at $299, not $599. So you're saving $500 in your first month and $300 every month after that. Now, it's an exact amount to the penny. It'll never go up. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees, nothing like that. So it bills once a month for that exact amount. It's easy to budget for. You always know what to expect. And, of course, it is designed to get your phone ringing. Now, one thing I will say about that $599 with that $299 setup fee, that's what it takes to cover our cost in the first month. So when we reduce the cost, it's dropping us below our operating cost, meaning that we have to earn your business for several months. Your success is our success in keeping clients on board for the long term, not because they're under contract, but because the service is profitable and working for them. That's how we've been able to keep our doors open and be successful for more than 20 years.
Yeah, I like it.
Did you have any other questions for me before we get that set up?
Yeah, I just saw on the Platinum Premier, they have Google Ads.
That's correct, and that's something that we can do here for you, either now or down the road. The Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so the original $100 that I'm still keeping here, even though I'm reducing it from $599 down to $299, we're still keeping the original $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads, like 20, 22 cents each, that's about 400 clicks in a month. Google ads are like $5, $10, $15 per click. There's a minimum required ad spend of $300. We could do that Platinum package. The best I could do with that, with the $300 of Google ads and no Facebook ads, would be $4.99. If you wanted to include $100 of Facebook ads, then obviously you're looking at $5.99, which is the cost of the Platinum package. But in this case, you'd be getting the Platinum package plus $300 of Google ads. So it might be something that you might want to look at down the road if you're still able to take on more
work. Yeah,
down
the road, it would be perfect probably.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
If I get super busy and I want to build and scale, sure.
Exactly. And we can even do Google Guarantee, which is local service ads, which is basically pay per lead with Google. That, again, is an added expense. Okay. It's typically $600 to $700 is a minimum requirement per month. But I'm trying to keep it affordable for you. I'm actually trying to earn your business, you know. Make sure the service
I appreciate it.
Anything that we can do for you, anything you need down the road, we can always talk about that later. But it would just be that flat rate for the Platinum package. $398, you're out the door cost today. Of course, that includes the entire first month and that initial reduced setup fee of $99. I would be looking to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. And then the one thing that I am required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. That in this case, we are including the website for you, that we are reducing the cost of both the setup fee and the subscription itself. Now, I know that this is not for the flooring, it's for the handyman, right?
Yes, yes.
And then
they're both tied together.
They are tied together, right. I mean, obviously, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to run it for the handyman business, but include the flooring business in the handyman business.
Absolutely. And we can run specific ads. We typically do run about 6 or 8 different ads, and you're not going to be limited by a keyword or search phrase. Anything that you provide, any service you want to be found for, any variation of what someone might type in, including misspellings, you can be found for those. And of course, we can have a link to your MountRoseFlooring.com on there. We can run specific targeted ads for flooring, et cetera.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd
Absolutely. And then for the handyman business, is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number for the handyman service?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, we're speaking on 775-336-9149. I know it is a smartphone because I did already send you a message. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. It will be that number that people are calling. The website will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, et cetera. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form does repopulate on your tracking system, so you know exactly where the work's coming from, how much work you're getting, and of course even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we would list it physically on the website. People would see it. It can be a personal email, which is fine. We just don't show it on the website. It would still be attached to that contact form, and of course for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we will email things out to you.
I mean, I use my emails, business and personal, so I would include it.
And what is your email address?
RockSolidServices@yahoo.com.
Okay, RockSolidServices@yahoo.com. And then for us contacting you, I mean, obviously your customers are going to mostly be calling you directly. For us to contact you, we do use phone, we do use text, we do use email. Like I said, emails are usually reserved for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact.
No, it's not my preferred.
Have any
my preferred is text message.
Okay. I'll put text down here as well. And then Mary has your first name is Aaron. Is that A-A-R-O-N?
A-A-R-O-N.
And correct. What is your last name? She didn't get that.
Salvesen, S-A-L, V as in Victor, E-S-E-N.
You said
E-S? Yeah, you opened up on Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, S as in Sam, A-L, V as in Victor, E-S as in Sam, E-N as in Nancy.
Okay. And then your business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's not going to be a physical address, showroom, or location that you want your customers to know about?
True.
That's kind of what Google expects for service-based businesses. I mean, obviously, you don't need to maintain a storefront. They don't want to list any physical street address, especially if it's your home. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So, of course, you'll just be listing city and state. We can target anywhere you want to go for your services. Now, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me, I will take a look at that client interview calendar. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 35 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then I do need to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still still makes sense at the end.
Well, right now I don't have any form of payment to give you, so I gotta wait for another job to come through before I have money in the account.
Okay. So are you looking before the end of the week, or when would it be appropriate to schedule that?
Sunday would be good.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can do the voice verification now. That'll save us time. And then we'll look,
sure.
We are Monday through Friday here, so we'd be looking to get things set up on Monday.
Excellent.
Our client interview calendar is wide open if we're going that far out. We try to do our client interviews, the same day or the next business day.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and read that thing.
All right. Let me get it set up first. All right, so it reads as follows.
Do you have an automated service? Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
It reads as follows. No, it's me. It's not going to be a recording.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, obviously I have to ask you some questions and enter it in. You have to have the opportunity to ask your questions as well. I just have to get the recording set up. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Rock Solid Handyman Services, LLC.
Okay, you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Aaron Salveson, owner-operator.
Okay, and Mr. Salveson, as the owner and operator of Rock Solid Handyman Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Aaron, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
What do you mean on the billing?
Well, so for the card that you will be providing, whether we put it on file now or later.
Yes, I'm authorized. That's my card.
It's kind of a silly question. We just have to make sure, though, that it's
not
like a card you found off the street or something you borrowed from a friend without them knowing about it.
Yeah.
And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign.
Sure.
To put it this way, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. Yeah. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Aaron, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, again, it is month to month. The reason that we even ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for you. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or maybe more important is that we make sure, like I said, that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, the only thing I have is Yelp and a Facebook account.
Gotcha.
I made the Facebook account, so it's all good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website, of course. We'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since no customers come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know.
Okay. Oh, okay. That one was on this morning. This one was on this morning, so. Okay. There you go. Let me know if you have any more questions. You can do whatever you want. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh no, that's okay. That's totally okay. So with it being a month to month service, and of course with the website included, can you hear me?
Paul?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Aaron, are you still able to hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I have some technical difficulties. Sorry, I wouldn't switch back to my AirPods.
Oh, that's okay. I could hear you fine the entire time.
I knew it. Yeah.
So with this being a month-to-month service, with the website included, with the setup fee and the subscription reduced, this next part reads as follows. And then the official start date is going to be the 17th. That's when we're going to get everything set up, okay, on Monday?
Okay, on the April 17th.
February 17th.
I'm sorry, February. I'm looking at your start date, April 17th, 2013. My bad. February 17th.
That's crazy. Yeah, 2 months from Monday will be my 12-year anniversary. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged on Monday, February 17th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month at the further reduced amount of just $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. Voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone are included. The Facebook ads, the social media campaign is included. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Aaron, that custom website is included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. And, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is actually because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Aaron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, I know obviously we're not processing that payment until Monday morning, and we'll be scheduling that follow-up call for Monday as well. If you are comfortable, though, I know it's going to make my supervisor happy to know, since I'm doing kind of a post-dated transaction here, we are closing out the category. We're securing the listing for your business. We're going to stop calling through the area. Although we would not be charging that card today, is there a card that you would want to put on file?
I don't have access to it right now.
Okay, so I'll be calling you Monday morning before we get everything set up. I'll take a look at what's available for your client interview at that time. It will not
about
be
what
as...
time you think?
Well, I can call you as early as 7. I don't know if that's too early for you, but...
Are you East Coast time?
No, we are Pacific time. Yeah, we're Pacific time.
Oh, me too. Okay, good.
So we start at 7, we end at 4. We're actually in Orange County, California, about halfway between L.A. and San Diego.
Oh, okay. I'm in Reno.
Yeah, I gotcha. As a Google partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada. Not Mexico, but almost the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. So we do start early. We start at 7. We end at 4. I mean, that's already 10 o'clock on the East Coast. But we definitely do try to accommodate most of our clients. I can call you at 7.
Yeah,
I can call you at 8.
Seven probably wouldn't be a good time. Maybe around, how about 2 p.m.?
Two? Okay. In that case, it should still be available. The last client interview that we do is 3 o'clock. It is completely open right now, meaning all 4 slots are not booked out yet. Like I said, we try to schedule our client interviews the day we start or the next day if nothing's available that first day. But I'll call you at 2, and that would give us time to do your client interview at 3 o'clock, okay?
Oh, Okay. Well, it's going to take a whole hour to talk and then get to the client interview?
Well, I mean, if you want me to call you at 1:30, we can do your client interview at 2. I just have to get everything set up. I need about 10 minutes of your time just to kind of, well, really maybe less. I could set up your security question right now. I would just need about 5 minutes then to get the information from you, the billing.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. If you can call me at 2 p.m. and then just do what you got to do and get the whole thing run through by 3, so the call's over by 3, then that'll probably work.
Okay. Well, we can do that. Let me, I can put in the notes here. That would expedite the process. And if I call you right at 2, I'm going to schedule the client. I'll actually schedule the client interview at 2, and they're just going to let me know, you know, right at 2, you know, why is it not processed yet, that payment, and I'll just make that quick phone call. That way you have that position, you have that slot booked up. I'll ask you now for your security question. That's the extra protection that we like to add here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Rock Solid Handyman Services LLC, even if it's you, we might from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then, of course, even more important, if anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google, or if they even say they're local Squatch,
they have to tell me what the security answer is.
Exactly, and the question, you know, unprompted. They would also need to know my name too, which is Paul Gordon. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even entertain that phone call. That wouldn't be us, and for sure they wouldn't even know that information.
Right.
The
voice
verification. Yeah, it is a flat rate. It's month to month. It would bill on the 17th of the month. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Yeah. It's Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R.
Okay. I need to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, one thing I do want to ask you, and I know that we're not going to be promoting or any physical street address for you, but at least if I can enter it into the system, it saves in a couple of different fields, and it lets me put in the notes that I need to put in right now. What is the billing address of the car that you'll be using?
Well, it's different than where I'm actually running my operation out of.
Okay.
Can we use the operation?
Well, it would need to match the, I mean, that, I'm going to put that in two different places. That's actually why I'm asking, because it does populate both a kind of a physical location, although not a street address for your business, and then obviously we need accurate information to build a card. Let's go with first, what is the billing address of the card that you'll be using, and then I'll get the physical location for your business.
Well, I'm getting ready to change the billing address on the card. So
okay.
Does that make a difference?
It would if it's changed by Monday.
Okay, but not if it's, so if it's not changed by Monday, we can keep that. And then once I change it, I'll let you guys know and you can update the system.
That's perfect. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do that. It's 89512.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Perfect. And then for your business, though, is there, I know that there's not like a physical address that you want customers to know
that's
about.
Yeah, that's 89521.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then it needs a street address just to make the fields capture. But again, we're not promoting any physical street address.
So, but I have to give it to you?
Nothing will stick if I don't have those fields filled in. I don't want to put in.
Okay, but people won't be able to see my personal address, right?
Of course, yeah. Like I said, it's only going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code.
Okay, so 15030 Perlite, P-E-R-L-I-T-E,
okay.
Drive, D-R-I-V-E, Reno, Nevada, 89521.
21, gotcha. All right, perfect. So I've got that. The system is satisfied now, and now I can leave the rest of the notes, and they won't disappear, which is what we want.
Okay,
we want to save time on Monday. That's the whole point of it. All right, so I'll give you a call on Monday at 2, and I'll set up your client interview for 2 o'clock. Of course, it would be a few minutes after 2. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time anyway. I think that'll work out.
Okay.
I'll give you a call. It'll take like 5 minutes of your time, just enough time to get that card on file, and then we'll patch it through to your client interview technician.
That sounds good, Paul. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time as well, Aaron. You have a great rest of the day. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.